This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Surah Yusuf never ceases to amaze me personally, honestly. I would like to share with you a few things, my sisters and brothers. Surah Yusuf, Surah 12. Open it, please. And then I show you what I mean. This is the greatest surah in the Quran when it comes to stories, because it's a complete surah. Complete surah. I show you how it's complete. In the word Quran, how many times? So far. Count. Ayah 2. Inna anzalnahu Quranan Arabiyan la'allakum ta'qilun. Good. Number 2. نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص بما أوحينا إليك هذا. Very good. And one more, you didn't see it.
Kitab.
Number
kitab.
One, very good. Kitab. What is it?
Kitab.
Al-Kitab, very good. Al-Kitab, the book. These are all names of the Quran. Quran is called Quran, called Mushaf, Furqan, Dhikr, Nur, Al-Kitab. So, in the first three ayahs, Allah is telling us the book, Quran. He's telling you pay attention. This is the book that will solve all your problems. Because the story is all about problem. Big problem. Problem in the family. Children who will conspire to harm their own brother and bring so much pain to their father. Then that boy will go through so many hardships in his life before Allah makes him prime minister of a huge part of the world called Egypt. Not Egypt of today. Egypt was half Africa. Egypt of Musa alayhi salam, Yusuf alayhi salam was big. It wasn't Egypt of today, of the British. Clear? Okay. Now, the word Ahsan al-Qasas. Look at verse number 3. Indeed,
we relate unto you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of stories through our revelations unto you.
Very good, stop there. The best of the stories. نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ. Why the stories of the Qur'an are the best? And the best of the best, the story of Yusuf. Question to you. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala names his stories in the Qur'an, the stories he tells us, as the best stories? And the best of the best stories is Surah Yusuf. Number one, answer the first question. Why the stories of the Quran are known as Qasas, not Qisas? There is difference between Qissa, and Qassa. There is difference in Arabic language. Qissa is a story that will entertain you. Harry Potter, Tom and Jerry. Qissa. But Qasas, the ruler of, it's a story that teaches you something valuable for your dunya and akhirah. This is the difference. So the Qasas of the Quran, when Allah is telling us about prophets, is for to teach you and me to make that story as what you call solution for your problems. And the story of Yusuf alayhi salam was the best because Ahsan al-Qasas. Oh Muhammad, we're going to tell you the best of the stories, because look at it. It started with a dream and it ended with realizing that dream. It started with dream, right?
Yes.
What was the dream? Let's see. Most of you know the story, but in detail. What was the dream? Let's see. Verse number 4.
Of these stories mentioned that Joseph said to his father, "Oh my father, indeed I have seen in a dream 11 stars and the sun and the moon. I saw them prostrating to me."
Very good. That's his dream. He saw 11 stars and the sun and the moon, meaning 13. Total 13. Bowing in sujood, he saw 11 stars and the sun and the moon, bowing in sujood to him. So he asked his father, how old was Yusuf when he said this? Well, he was very young, still a kid. So he approached his father and he told him, what do we learn from this? What do we learn? You learn how close Yusuf was to his father. For a child to go to his dad and tell him something that he saw in his dream, meaning Yusuf was really, really connected to his father. And this is why his father loved him. Okay. So the word qasas, qasas. Qasas is different than qisas. Here is the difference. Qa with fatha, qasas. Allah is not telling you qisas, Allah is telling you qasas. Meaning the stories that will teach you something beneficial in dunya and akhirah. This one could be a waste of time. Cinderella, Rapunzel, this one, Prince Charming, the Beauty and the Beast. All are qisas, stories. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the minds of our kids are full with this, instead of being full of this. Who's responsible? Parents. Because if you bring them to Sheikh Zubair, their minds will be full with? But if you let them to TV? Or to Christian? Or Jewish? Or nanny? Who to blame? You. Instead of, and subhanAllah, the only difference is atas bawa, meaning changes. So Allah is filling us with stories. Now this story started with a dream, as I said. And that dream, subhanAllah, look how it is. And I'm going to tell you something a little bit deeper. At the end, it ended with realizing this dream. As he saw it, because prophets, whatever they see, it will happen. But it took years. You may see something now, at the end of your life, maybe it will realize. So remember that. I was talking about children. The reason why also our children, sometimes you find the father and son not clicking, because children don't talk to their fathers anymore, especially father. And they think they're smart. They're just closing the, locking their rooms and worshipping their social media or whatever. That's another god, this one. Big problem now. And who is responsible again? I told you, you should not let your children close the door. You say, son, don't close the door. He doesn't listen, remove the door. Takbir. Simple as it's removing. The house belongs to who? To you. You are the boss. Then act as a boss. Sisters, brothers. Sometimes you have to punch someone to save him. I'm not saying go punch your children. I'm saying you're drowning and I'm trying to pull you out. Not only you are not helping me, but you are drowning me with you. What should I do now? Punch you here so bad until you relax, then I can save you. Sometimes that's exactly what you need to do with some people, especially the children. That's why Allah allowed the father and mother to repent the kids at the age of 10. From 10 and onward, repent. You don't want to pray, you don't want to listen, you don't want to. Otherwise, you lose them forever. Na'udhu billah. So please, understand this. Yusuf alayhi salam was, actually it was him who liked to be with his dad. And the dad loved it. He loved that his son is talking to him. And like the others, always running here and there, going somewhere. Yusuf was, he liked to be with his dad. So his father, who is Prophet of Allah, Yaqub alayhi salam, loved him more. He loved him so much, brothers and sisters, he doesn't want him to go away. Ah. So when his siblings, especially from different mothers, be careful, huh? You need to know this. Yusuf alayhi salam and Binyamin, father is Yaqub alayhi salam, whose name also is Israel alayhi salam. So he has two names. He married two women, two wives. Wife number one, she gave him many kids. Number one, let's say 10. Although, I tell you their story shortly. Wife number two, she gave him two kids. The first kid is Yusuf. The second one is Benjamin. Not Netanyahu. Benjamin, Benjamin. Benjamin is a very Jewish name. Now, this woman gave him 10 kids. These were very jealous of these, because their mother was not a good mother. They were very jealous. The children of this were more handsome, and Yusuf was exceptionally handsome. Takbir. So just to know, but they were all his children. So totally had 12 sons and one daughter. Yusuf had one sister. All this, they had one sister. But Allah mentioned 12. No, 11.
11.
11 stars, the sun, and the moon, right? Yes. We will see. The 11 stars excluding Yusuf, minus Yusuf. So, how many they were?
12.
12 minus Yusuf equals? So those are the 11 stars. The sun, the father, the moon, the mother. They are all going to come and bow to him. But years, many years, after he goes through so many hardships. Okay. So that's the dream. And subhanAllah, one ayah mentioned the dream. But there will be many ayahs to explain what will happen after the dream. Pay attention. Surah Yusuf has three dreams. Surah Yusuf, alayhi salam, contains three dreams. The dream of Yusuf, the dream of the prisoners inside the prison, and the dream of the king. I repeat again. Surah Yusuf contains three dreams. And it starts with a dream, and it ends with interpretation of the dream. Clear? Within that first dream, and the interpretation of the dream, there will be two more dreams. The dreams of the two prisoners who will be with him in jail, and they will ask him about their dreams, and the dream of the king, which was very scary dream. It was like a nightmare. So he needed to know why he keeps seeing seven skinny cows eating seven fat cows. Cows don't eat cows. If you see that in your dream, it means difficult years coming, yeah? Cow is a year. Moon is mother. If you keep seeing the sun, it means you're seeing something about your father. So, this surah is really amazing. It contains three dreams. And from the three dreams, you learn a lot. Number one, here is a kid seeing, mashallah, Allah blessed him with this dream. So he told his father. The father, because he knows, he immediately told him not to tell the story, the same dream, to his brothers. Let's see. Next ayah.
He said, "Oh my dear son, tell not your brothers of your vision, lest they plot a plot against you. Satan is for man an open foe."
There are people who will be jealous of you, sister and brother, just for your dream. So there are certain dreams you don't tell them to anybody. People with so much jealous of you, how can you see that dream and not me? A'udhu billah. So the father knew, because he's a prophet of Allah, Yaqub, he knew that his own children from the other wife will be so much jealous of Yusuf. لا تقصص رؤياك على إخوتك. They became very jealous. Let's stop. Who knows why? They came to know that Yusuf. So did Yusuf tell them, alayhi salam? No, it was wife number one. He was there listening to the discussion when the wife of the son of the second wife came and told his dad. So she went and told her children, you fools, what do you see in your dreams? Nothing. Now your brother is seeing, your half-brother is seeing exceptional dreams. So they got jealous.
See, wife number one and two are siblings, right?
Yes, they're sisters. I told you that. Were you here in my class when I said that? Or you read it? They were sisters. Okay, Yaqub alayhi salam was tricked. Yaqub was tricked by his uncle, maternal uncle, the brother of his mother. Yaqub also has a mother. She has a brother. He went to stay with him and he worked for him. He liked this one. He really liked this daughter. So this and this are sisters. So he said, would you like to marry me to so-and-so? Yaqub alayhi salam, he said, okay. He said, you work for me for 7 years. The dowry is you work for me 7 years. He was a rich man, his uncle, maternal uncle. He said, okay, so when he finished 7 years, the night of marriage, he switched the girls. Who harms you? It's the family and the people close to you. These are the people who will harm you. So imagine, in the night of marriage, you want to marry X, I give you Y. Those days, they didn't have candles, light, electricity, and they were shy people. So when they did what a man and a woman should do, in the morning he found different woman. Oh my God, that's not the woman I want. Sorry. He was tricked, Yaqub alayhi salam. He said his father-in-law, who is his uncle, he said, we don't marry the younger daughter before the old daughter. So he said, okay, uncle, if I work another 7 years for you, no, what it will take me to marry the other one, because I really like the other one. He said, you work for another 7 years. Meaning he was greedy guy. He wants him to work. He said, okay, he worked for him for another 7 years. Then he married the second one. Those days, the law of marrying two sisters at the same time didn't exist. It was Islam it was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that has forbidden that. Before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a man can marry two sisters. Sisters, he marries them. So he joins two sisters in his family, or three or four, whatever. So Yaqub alayhi salam, when he was young, this is what happened to him. Okay, Allah wanted him to marry like that. So alhamdulillah. Now these two girls started being jealous of each other. This is why in Islam, you better not marry from the same family twice. Go far. When one of them got jealous of the other one, she offered her slave maid to Sayyidina Yaqub. The other one said, okay, I also give. That's why he had many kids. 12 kids. Clear?
That was permitted.
It was permitted those days. So those days. Wife number two died. In the pregnancy of Benjamin, she died. She delivered Benjamin and died. That's why number one was a little bit tough on them. Although, subhanAllah, these are the the children of her own sister. These things happen. Very good. That is how your Lord will choose you for my son. Yaqub said to his son. And he will teach you from the interpretation, the science of interpreting the dream. So those who know how to interpret the dreams are gifted actually by Allah. Because Allah said so. There are ulama, mashallah, who can really interpret a dream for you. Now, Allah said, indeed you had in Yusuf and his brothers great signs for those who want to learn, for those who have questions. What did they do? What did they say? Yusuf and his brother. Look what did they say. If qalu la Yusuf wa akhuhu. The other brothers. They said Yusuf and his brothers, so they didn't consider them their brothers. They considered this as brothers. Yusuf and his brother are more loved by our father than us. Indeed, our father is wrong. They even judge their own father. And these are Bani Israel, by the way. This is Bani Israel. Bani Israel means the children of Yaqub. So this is how they think even against one another. How about against non-Jews? This is their view of their own brothers. Because I told you, the Jews think about the mother. His brother. Yusuf and his brother. Because they don't come from the same mother. You got it? That's how the Jews think. It's very important to know how the Jews think. If you want to defeat them. If you want to defeat the Jews, you have to see how they think. Who they are, how they, and the best people to know them are the Palestinians. Palestinians know how the Jews think. Because they lived with them for many years. So subhanAllah, they didn't say Yusuf and our brother, or our brother Yusuf and the other. No, they said Yusuf and his brother, as if they have nothing to do with them. Ahabbu, they are dearer to our father than us, meaning our father loves them more than us. Why their father loves them, even if it's true? Do you think Yaqub alayhi salam will not do justice? No, but Yaqub loved these two kids more. Why? Mother died. When you see Oran Ana Yatim, without you even knowing, you start giving more mercy and time to these kids. If you are smart. You got it? So that's all. Their mother died. The mother he loved so much died. So definitely, and they are small, smaller than the others, younger. So he will have more mercy. They interpreted, shaitan interpreted in their mind that he loves them more than the other kids, which is not true. Good. But you see, it started with jealousy. So what did came, what idea came to their mind? Let's see, next ayah. We are in verse 9.
Slay Joseph and pass him out to some unknown land. That's the favor of your father may be given to you alone. There will be time enough for you to be righteous after that.
Very good. That is satanic satanic idea. Satanic idea is kill Yusuf. Shaitan will always tell you to. So he inspired them, kill Yusuf or cast him out to another land. Uqtulu Yusuf. So the first choice that crossed their mind, kill Yusuf. Or cast him out, exile him. What will happen? Yakhlu lakum wajhu abikum. This is wrong. Your father will focus on you now. Never ever think, my sisters and brothers, that when you remove someone from someone's heart, from someone's life, he will forgive him, forget him or not. Forget him. He will not. Some ladies think like that, especially like, you know, if a man has more than one wife, the women start thinking, if I remove her out of his sight, he will love me more. Wrong. You're wrong. Khadija died, radiallahu anha. But he never forgot her. And he mentioned her so much that other women became jealous of a dead woman. Aisha radiallahu anha says, I was jealous of Khadija. Although Khadija died long time ago, because Rasulullah never stopped mentioning her. And one day he told her something. He said, Aisha, you were not even born when that lady supported me. You were not even born. I will never forget. He was so much Rasulullah in love with Khadija radiallahu anha that when he used to tell his family to cook and give food to the best friends of Khadija. Best friends of Khadija. Give them food. So, meaning he was nice to Khadija through her friends. Wow. How many men do that today? Or how many women, because your husband passed away and you still remember him by being nice to, let's say, his friends, sending some, if you are rich, sending, you know, your husband liked a good man who was his best friend, and he's poor. As if you are nice to your husband, or vice versa. So, the point I'm making here is that they thought by killing Yusuf, or by exiling Yusuf, their father will pay attention, more attention to them. See, shaitan. Alright, so they decided to do so. One of them. When they were about to kill him, one of them said, no, let's not kill him. Let's just throw him in this well. Lucky the well is called Jub. Jub means dry. Because if you throw someone in a well with, where there is water, even if he doesn't drown, hyperthermia, his body gets cold, he will die. So the well was dry. In the morning, these caravan people came and wanted to look for water. Instead of getting water, they got wonderful, beautiful, handsome boy. Young kid, wandering in the desert. If they leave him in the desert, he will die. If they take him with them, they'll be considered kidnappers. So they rather sell him. And they sold him very cheap. Very, very cheap. Allah wants him to be sold very cheap. No value. I will tell you later on why. Yeah.
How old was he?
We don't know. But he was ghulam. Ghulam is less than 8 years old. Yeah, small kid. But how did they convince their father to let them take Yusuf? They lied. Lying. Brothers, sisters, why are you upset with your son who lies? 10 lying sons. Are you prophet? Are you prophet?
No.
Of course, you should be very angry if your children lie to you. But are you better than Yaakov? 10 sons lied to him. And he's prophet of Allah. I'm not saying children should lie. You don't know me. You don't know me yet about lying. But I take it a little bit like, well, wait a minute. Am I better than Yaqub? So then go find out, alayhi salam, find out where the problem is. Where the problem is. Then fix it. So 10 sons of a prophet lied to him. We will take Yusuf to play, Dad. Don't you trust us? We will train him to ride horses. Soon he will be a teenager. He doesn't even know how to ride a horse. So they convince the father. But the plan was ready. And that is to get rid of their own brother, Ben Israel. So if they plan to get rid of their one of their own brothers, do you think they will not get rid of you and me and Saudi Arabia and UAE? Okay? All right, continue.
Okay.
one from among them said, "Kill not Yusuf, but if you must do something, throw him down to the bottom of a well. He will be picked up by some caravan of travelers."
Ah, one of them found a little bit of mercy. He said, "No, no, no, let's not kill him. Let's just get rid of him. Throw him in the well, and, you know, one of the caravans will find him tomorrow, whatever." Which is true. That's what exactly what happened. Good.
"Send him with us tomorrow to enjoy himself and play, and verily we will take care of him."
Ah, they went to their father and said, "Dad, let him come play with us. See? Look at the plan, look at the plot. Dad, they touched their father's weakness. Dad, let him come and play with us." أرسله غدا معنا يرتع ويلعب. He will play and he will run, he will move his bones, he will exercise. Oh. What did the father say quickly? I will be sad. I will be sad. It saddens me to not even see him, let alone let him the whole day go with you. But this is the last day you're going to see him for a long period of time. So Yaqub alayhi salam was also tested. He was tested. You know what does it mean to have a kidnapped son? Yaqub alayhi salam went through that. So if you know anyone who has lost a son or daughter and they don't know if they are alive or not, remind them of the story of Yaqub alayhi salam. That's why I told you, every problem you may face is in the Quran. Do you know what does it mean to lose a son? Ask mothers if they go just to the market and the child just you don't find him, or he hides for you. Father will even get more afraid. Why? Because the wife will kill him. Takbir. "He was with you. That now she has a good reason to kill him for all the pain he got her. Takbir. He will have double fear. Takbir. The fear of being a father who lost a son, and the fear of Allahu Akbar. He knows. He will pay for every pain he caused his wife. Takbir. It's like this. The father feels saddened that his son just go behind his back. So he wants to see him. And that shows the attachment of Yusuf alayhi salam to Yaqub alayhi salam. So Yaqub is also, radiallahu alayhi salam, is very good example for parents who have lost children and they don't know if they are still alive or not. There are many kids who get kidnapped, God forbid, till they are found dead or alive. That's very painful for the parents. That's why, please protect your kids, huh? Make sure your kids are quite safe, especially before they reach the age of 7. They may go out of the house by themselves, you know what I mean? That's why it's good to live in a big family. If you live just you and I don't know who, it's good to have big family. So many people watch over the child. Grandparents, parents-in-law. He told them something. There is one thing interesting here. They didn't mention the wolf. He mentioned the wolf. It was Yaqub alayhi salam. He said, I feel very sad for not seeing him. And I'm afraid, moreover, I have another fear, is that the wolf may eat him. Allah inspired him to say that, because that's exactly what they are going to say. "Dad, you were right. Your fear was right. The wolf has eaten him." And now I'm going to show you that they have lied. Because the wolf never eats the whole body. The wolf eats part of the body. The wolf never eats everything. That's nature of the wolf. But the wolf is killer. No joke. The wolf doesn't stop until he kills his prey. What did they say? If the wolf eats him and we are this big number of 10, then we are losers. Thank you, very good. So they judge themselves. But they will still use that. So alhamdulillah, Allah wanted him to go with them. In the morning, they took the boy and they went. After some time during daytime, the father, of course, is old now. And he stayed in the tent. The children took their brother, and let's see what they have done.
So when they took him away, they all agreed to throw him down to the bottom of the well. And we inspired in him, "Indeed, you shall one day inform them of this, their affair, when they know you not."
Very good. وَأَوْحَيْنَا. We inspired into him. We gave him wahyu. As he was falling down, listen, as he was falling down into the well, Allah already inspired him, gave him wahyu, that a day will come, you will tell them about this day. They will forget about it. But you will remind them of this. So here is, as you are being tested, Allah is already telling you the relief will come. So that's an indirect ayah of relief. A day will come, because the end of your life is not in this well. Okay? So he spent the night, as some ulama of tafsir say, he spent the night lonely in the well.
And they came to their father in the early part of the night, weeping.
They came in the early part of the night, which is Isha. Here is the word Isha. So Salat al-Isha means the early part of the night. That's why you are not supposed to deliberately delay the Salat until midnight or after midnight. It has to be in the early part of the night, called Salat al-Isha. Clear? Salat al-Isha should be 20. Some ulama say 20 minutes after Maghrib. But we take the opinion of the Jumhur. Jumhur means the majority of ulama, which is 1 hour 15 minutes. 1 hour 15 minutes. After the Adhan of Maghrib, you can pray Isha. Even if you don't hear Adhan. Let's say you are lost in the jungle and there is no watch. Or you have only watch but you don't hear Adhan. Maghrib, sunset, then look at your watch. Oh, now we can pray. Okay, good. So, why they came? Isha. Why they didn't come at Maghrib? Usually shepherds, before Maghrib, they enter home. Because the sheep, Allah programmed them. If you know about, if you ever took care of animals, by after Asr, the sheep start liking to go back home. By Maghrib, they are already inside home and sleeping. That's why the sheep gets up early. Before Fajr, the master sheep, she or he, is kicking like, let us go eat. I had a wonderful childhood because I took good care of sheep. Some of our kids never saw a sheep alive. Like me. And when you ask the father also, never saw sheep alive. Where is it? Oh, pet them, you know, play with them. Very important animals. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Prophet Musa alayhi salam took good care of sheep. Anyways. So usually the sheep come by Maghrib, but they delay. But they don't delay that much. Question, why Isha? Why they came at Isha? No. So that he doesn't see their fake tears. Because he's already half blind. And in dark, I am pretending to cry. Dad, you know, Yusuf, you are right. The wolf ate him. So, and they are putting water or saliva on their faces or whatever. The father will think it's true. But it's not. Got it? Bani Israel, you can see how they think. Even the timing. They didn't come too late and they didn't come early. Because as long as there is daylight, he can read their eyes if they're lying or not. You know, a liar, you can look at his eyes. If his eyes are moving, it means he's lying.
They say, oh, our father, indeed we were embracing each other and left Joseph without his you would not leave us even if you were to sleep.
Liars, already in what they said, you would not believe us, even if we speak the truth. Why you speak like that? Like, wallahi, like Muslim who always use wallahi. Why are you sweating? So you can see it in the tone that we went to race, we left Yusuf with our mata, and Yusuf, listen, the wolf came and ate only Yusuf. He left all the sheep and ate Yusuf. Now this is a lie. The wolf, Allah programmed him to eat animals, not to eat humans. It's a lie already. And you will never believe us, oh Father, even if we speak the truth. Huh? Why are you speaking like that? So what did they do? They brought now the cloth of Yusuf. Pay attention here. The cloth of Yusuf is mentioned 3 times. How many dreams?
3.
How many clothes?
3.
We will see. Here his cloth. They brought his cloth, they cut it and put some blood on top of it. Which called crime evidence. That look at his cloth. The question, no piece of meat with his cloth? Or the wolf told him, Yusuf, take off your cloth and get ready, I'm going to eat you. When the animal eats, it will, you know what I mean? So you can see that they are the biggest criminals on earth. From beginning of history, they are the masters of crimes. So they faked the story. Okay. They brought that, so of course the father doesn't see well, but he smells the cloth of his son. This is Yusuf's cloth. For example, Sheikh Zubair, this was his cloth. Then of course they will do certain things and pour some blood. Of course this will make the father very sad. The second time the cloth is mentioned, when the woman pulls his cloth. Be careful of women. The third time, his cloth is mentioned when he reveals himself to his brothers that I am Yusuf and this is what you did for me. Take my cloth and put it on my father's face. His sight will come back, which is the mu'jiza of Yusuf. So, 3 dreams and 3 times the cloth. We will see the importance of cloth. Just keep coming to class, not like come and miss. Come and miss.
The state is shed of blood. He said, nay, but your minds have made up a tale that may pass with you. For me, patience is most fitting against that which ye assert. It is Allah alone whose help can be sought.
Very good. When he looked at his clothes and then saw that the blood was fake, so he's a wise man. But because he doesn't see well, he said, I know you are up to something and I will exercise sabrun jameel. He didn't say, I will just be patient. I will exercise my utmost beautiful patience. Meaning, sabrun jameel is when you are rida with Allah, even when it's very painful. Really painful. Sabrun jameel, sisters, also means you don't complain to anyone. You never tell anyone about your problems. Your problems only to Allah. That is called sabrun jameel. Only to Allah you cry. Ya Rabbi, you know I'm sick. Ya Allah, you know this problem. Ya Allah, ya Allah. You never tell anyone else. That is called sabrun jameel, beautiful patience. Clear?
And they came a caravan of travelers. They sent their water drawer and he let down his bucket into the well. He said, what good news, here is a boy. So they paid him as merchandise as seed, and Allah was the all-knower of what they did.
Very good. The caravan has what we call scouts. These scouts are in charge of water. So they go get water. They are paid to make sure water is available for all the travelers in the caravan. Instead of getting water, he got a handsome boy. He was shocked. He was so shocked that he said, Ya Bushra. Oh, what a good news. This is a boy. And then they hid him among themselves and they decided to sell him. When they sold him, they really sold him for little money. Look at that. Little money. And they were zahid. They were really not asking for too much. Why? Because they don't want anyone to tomorrow say, hey, where did you get this coin? The good news, the one who bought him was a very rich man. Now look at the life of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. Yusuf, this is his life. He was good with his dad. Then went down. Went zero. The well, his brothers. Then he's going to go up. Because the one who buys him is very rich. And he tells his wife to be very nice to him. He tells his wife, be nice to this boy. He wants to make her happy. She didn't have kids. So he brought her a kid. She didn't bear him children, or he was, who couldn't get kids, whatever. Then he brought her a gift. And that gift was so good that she was really happy. But later on, Shaitan, as he starts growing up, he becomes more handsome and handsome, and she's not his mother. So, now when he brought, see, here is the problem. He brought him at the age where he was quite safe. As he became teenager, he became more handsome. And the woman couldn't tahan. That's it. She's crazy now. She's crazy about this boy. Alhamdulillah, the good thing the man said is this. He had good intention. The minister, Aziz. He said to her, "Asa an yanfa'ana." Maybe one day he will benefit us. "Aw nattakhidahu walada." Or we consider him as a son. Well, a day will come, he will benefit them all. Because he will benefit Egypt. That's why always have good intention, sisters and brothers, before you do something. Because Allah will reward you according to intention you have. The man had good intention. The woman, not necessary. Not necessary. So she accepted him, and she took good care of him, but she became obsessed by his beauty. By how handsome he is. We're going to see problems. Prophet is wanted badly. Until he wishes to go to jail. Then to fall into zina. It's real. Okay, good. So, it's very important sometimes. You two sisters. Your husband has a young, beautiful, this one. Secretary. You shouldn't rest. Not him. It's her. Aban, Aban, Aban. Until he becomes Abango. No. Why not hire a male secretary? Or males cannot be secretaries? Can. Or an old woman, married.
And when he had attained his maturity, we gave him wisdom and knowledge, and thus we reward those who do good.
When he reached maturity, we gave him two things. Atainahu hukman wa ilma. Look at it. We have given him hukm, leadership, and ilm. And that is how we will reward good people. Meaning, not only him. You too. If you are a good person, Allah will give you two things. He will give you leadership, and he will give you knowledge. Say ameen.
Ameen.
And that's because Allah says, وَكَذَلِكَ نَزِي مُحْسِنِينَ. That's how we will do the same thing with Quran, but ihsan. Meaning, righteous people, good people, we will give them hukm, leadership, at least in the family, if not to in front of people, tribe, ulama, this, and ilmu. We give them knowledge, which Allah is giving you right now. Right now, Allah is giving you ilmu.
And she, in whose house was, sought to seduce him to do an evil act. She closed the door.
Very good. وَرَاوَدَتْهُ الَّتِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا. The woman Look, the Quran didn't mention who is she, okay? The Quran, because there is no point to say if she's Sulaykha or, that's not the point. The point is other women will do the same mistake. So regardless of who is this person, no need to know who she, how old she was, did she become his wife like most Malays think. Yusuf didn't marry Zulaykha. Say Zulaykha wanted to seduce him, he will marry a woman who wanted to seduce him and older than him. But we all grew up with that story, that he married her after all. So now any sister want to seduce her, at the end they will learn again. No, it's not like that. Anyways, see, she really wanted him badly. Look at what the Quran used the word. وغلقت الأبواب. Pay attention to the word وغلقت. This is why Arabic language, mashallah. Actually, in Arabic, we don't say غلقت. We say أغلقت. أغلق. For example, I tell you now, one of you walks in, I say, إغلق الباب. إغلق الباب means close the door. When I say غلق الباب, means seal it. To the extent that air cannot pass. Seal it. So, and that's what she did. She sealed all the gates, all the windows. Whoa. Meaning she was really willing to do haram. So that her husband doesn't know. And she even told the guards outside, don't let anyone come in. The point I'm making here, sisters, mainly for you. Brothers, pay attention. Was she a married woman or not?
Yes.
So it's not a young girl only. It's not only a young girl who is not married that she may fall into zina. Even a married woman. So it's your duty to protect your wives. You. Don't say, well, I trust my wife. Yes, you trust your wife, but protect her. By not putting her in a situation where she might be, na'udhu billah, triggered by how handsome someone might be. Shaitan. Okay? So ghallaqat, she sealed. Meaning, no one, he cannot open the door. But the husband can. Because from outside, he can come and open. And that's exactly what will happen. And then she said, haytalak. There are many qira'as. Hi'atulak. Haytalak. Hi'atulak. I repeat. There are many qira'as of this verse. وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَلَكْ Come you. There is another. هِئْتُلَكْ I'm ready for you. And هِئْتَلَكْ Let's get physical, as we saw today, this morning, with your children. So he, what did he say? مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ He remembered Allah. So this is what our youth need to do, and our brothers and sisters, in case someone indirectly want to tell you something to do, say, A'udhu Billah. A'udhu Billah. Clear? He remembered Allah, Ma'ad Allah. Then he said, Innahu, your husband, Ahsana Mathwai, he has been nice to me. Innahu Rabbi, he's my master. Your husband is my master. I can't do that. Your husband has been, meaning, look, he's my master, I need to be loyal to him. How about you? You are his wife, he's supposed to be super loyal to him. So he's reminding her that, look, he's just my boss. And being my boss already makes me so loyal to him by not touching his honor. How about you? You fool lady, you're supposed to protect the honor of your husband. Clear? She didn't care. She didn't care at all. And then he reminded her, إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ Or الظَّالِم, because now you're wronging yourself, lady. Don't do this. Now brothers, if I tell you the tafsir, sometimes it's quite inappropriate because we have women and she almost was wearing nothing, transparent. And he started, because he's a human, he's not an angel. He started thinking about her. Had he not seen something from Allah. Allah sent him an angel to show him that you should run. Because he's a human. Prophets are humans like you and me. They have desires. Okay? But, alhamdulillah, Allah doesn't allow them to sin. They will not sin. Let's see. 24. us. So please understand, brothers and sisters, if you have ever avoided any major sin, including zina or riba, or it's Allah's mercy to you, it's not you. It's Allah who saved you from that thing. Let's say one day you really was about to accept bribery. Somebody tempted you with a lot of money. And then you got tempted. That's not the sin. The sin if you took. You got tempted by a girl. And then you remembered Allah, you remembered your wife and saying, A'udhu billah. Alhamdulillah, thank Allah, you're a good person. Because Allah chose you not to do that. There are many people who don't care, they do it haram. So Allah is reminding him that, oh Yusuf, it was us who saved you because she was really into you and you started inclining yourself towards her. We don't know how old she was. But, you know, the problem is she wanted him. He wanted her too, now. But then he realized, no, astaghfirullah, he better runs away. They raised. He raised and she raised with him. Okay, let's see. Here is the second time the shirt is mentioned. First, when they brought his shirt as evidence to the father that the wolf has eaten him, right? Now she tore his shirt from the back. Woo! Scary. Run for your life, man. Women, when they go crazy, they tore everything. They tear everything. Allahu Akbar. Yes.
You want to see my drawing house look like right now?
Your house, yes. We rather see, mashallah. Takbir. Yes. Mashallah. So she was really into him that he is running away from her. She comes from the back and so the shirt again. Allah mentions the clothes of Yusuf. Good. Continue. Then the husband opens the door. The man is running. He knows the gate is... He knows. Yusuf alayhi salam knows the gate is closed. He told him. But he still runs. That shows the sincerity of a believer. Sisters, even if you see a wall in front of your tribe, because Allah can make an opening. As long as, Ya Rab, I don't want to sin. There is a rock in front of you, say Bismillah and go. Allah may open it. So, as he was trying to get out, what's the crazy lady is doing? She's pulling his clothes. And then, he rips. The back, all gone, right? Okay. When I'm coming and I hear a man trying to open the door, and a woman, she's loud, I don't know what she's telling him. You hear something or not? Yes. When you're coming out from opening the door. So when he opened the door, he found a woman from behind, his wife, behind, holding the man, and the man's face to the door. She said to him, what would you do to someone who wanted to harm your wife? You ladies are very dangerous. Takbir. That's what she said. Imagine, before he even asked what's going on, she said, what would you do to a person who wanted to harm your wife? Then he's puzzled. Did Yusuf alayhi salam keep quiet? No. He defended himself, and that's why whenever someone accuses you, if you keep quiet, you are guilty. I repeat, if ever someone slanders you or accuses you, or you should clear yourself, say, hey, I don't accept that. Say something at least, whether people believe you or not. Alhamdulillah, you said something. Not like, I am Uram Bertaqwa, Allah will defend me. Defend yourself, speak up. So he said, he yarawadatni an nafsi. She was after me. And the man, instead of clear, look, brothers and sisters. If it was another man, that's why I told you, this is the nature of Egyptians. Sorry to say this. And Imam al-Qurtubi mentions this in his tafsir. The great Imam al-Qurtubi mentions what I'm saying in his tafsir. I'm not saying it, I have, alhamdulillah, no problem with Egyptians. They are my brothers, like you. But an ordinary man will at least say, why are you wearing like this? Mm-hmm. Right or wrong?
Yes.
Okay, let's say he wanted, but why are you wearing like this? Did he force you to wear like this? Wearing like your sleeping, what call that, pyjama. Why are you wearing pyjama? Worse than, I'm just giving you, that should be the question. You're guilty by wearing like this. How about the commotion? Then, alhamdulillah, a wise man said, look at his clothes. If the clothes are torn apart from the front, it means she was defending herself. And that's very clear. This is investigative skills. Well, we learn from the Quran even how to investigate and make an police investigation. A judge should know these things. A judge. Because people come and try to lie to him and this. So, obviously, sisters, if someone was going to harm a woman, he go by reverse, he walks back, or he goes towards her. He goes towards her. So if his clothes were torn apart from front, it means he was right and she was defending herself. But if his clothes, this is exactly what the old man said, the wise man, if it was cut off from the back, it means he is speaking the truth and she is lying. And the man went, the husband, and verified, and he found that. So all he said to her, don't do that again. So this is the attitude. This is the attitude of those people. That's why they are bullied by Sisi and they are quiet. Clear. This is old Egypt. Right or wrong?
Yes.
So old Egypt, like that. Although he found out that his wife was guilty, all he said, don't do this again. Very good, continue. Continue.
So when her husband saw his shirt torn at the back, her husband said, surely it is the blood of you woman. Certainly mighty is your fault.
Takbir. Repeat that ayah, my favorite ayah. When I have problems with women, I always use this ayah. Takbir. So he said, the husband told his wife, this is surely one of your plot, you women. Your plot is huge. Yes, that's true. That's what the Quran said, not me. That's the Quran. Inna kayda kunna adhim. Look at it.
Egyptian women.
No, all women. Him, no Egyptian. All women. Brothers, be careful if a woman plots against you. I'm serious. Sleep. If 100 men plot against you, but don't sleep if a woman plots against you. Women, the only person who can defeat them is a child. You want to drive a woman crazy? Send a child on her. Because he will drive her nuts. But a woman can drive a million men nuts. Takbir. Hamza. Who killed Hamza, Sayyidina Hamza? Hind. She plot until she killed him. Man couldn't fight him. A woman, she hired a sniper until she got him. Learn. Most of the downfall of politicians, Takbir, Monica, they went, ski. You forgot? You have short memory, you forgot. Takbir.
Joseph, know this. And in brackets says, my wife, ask forgiveness for your sin. Indeed, you are of the sinful.
That's all he said. Joseph, Yusuf, that's the husband speaking. Don't stay away from this. And you lady, ask forgiveness for your sin. That's all you do. That's all you do. To me, that's the youth. You know the youth? A man who has no dignity over his wife. Yusuf, why you talk to Yusuf? Talk to your wife. Yusuf is victim. So he talked to men. This is exactly who they are. Yusuf, don't do this. And you, wife, ask forgiveness for the sin you were about to do. Ask forgiveness to him. Ask forgiveness from me. I forgive you. Because they didn't believe in Allah. The Egyptians had many idols, gods. That's all. Halas. Affair classified. No. See? Halas, done. No. So this woman will not stop because she did not get her punishment. She will now go and bring all the datin series, all the point series of her time, because now they are talking about her, the news. Once so-and-so wanted to sleep with Bangladeshi. That was the news. That was the news. That's how, because he was her slave, like slave. So meaning they are not upset that she would try to commit zina. They are upset that she wanted to do zina with somebody low. You got it? If she does it with somebody rich and high class, no problem. That was the sick society of Egypt those days. She hears, clever. She doesn't get upset. She invites them. Learn from this woman. There is one thing you learn from her, is that she doesn't let her emotions carry her decision. Okay, you're talking bad about me, no problem. I will even make a banquet for you. Ooh. Invite them and give them knives. Each one of them, sharp knife. And give them fruits. And tell Yusuf, come on. He lives in her house, so he comes. When those women see her, those who spoke bad about her, they forgot themselves. They are so much attracted to his beauty that they forget. And they're still not cutting again and again and again. Because the word is قطعنا. قطع is one. قطعنا is keep. I am so much shocked looking at this. My hand is all gone. And these, see these things in your hand? They don't come from that. Otherwise, your mother is Egyptian. Takbir. Some idiots say these lines, they come from the Egyptian women. Have you heard that or not? Look at the lines inside your palm. Look at them. They say these. They came because... So, the people before Yusuf alayhi salam, their hands were all flat. No, this has nothing to do with that. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadun? So she gave them fruits. She let them eat, enjoy. And they came. Oh, look at the amazing thing. Women, they talk bad about someone, still go to her party. Takbir! Only women can do that. Sheikh Zubair, if I hate you, I will never come back. Takbir! Do you see the courage they have? This lady. They were talking bad. Yusuf still here now. They were talking bad about the woman, right? But when she invites them, they come. And then now she's going to make them taste of the same cup. Yusuf and she, sila makan makan. When they started eating and peeling their fruits, he came. At that very moment, they forgot themselves and they cut their hands. They realized they are already injured. What did they say? glory be to Allah, this is not a human, this is an angel. Did his problem stop there? No. Now all the women, she said, that is what you blame me for. Look, ladies, learn from this woman. She said, that is what you blame me for. Meaning I'm much better than you. You saw him only one time, you cannot tahan yourself, while he grew up in my house. Meaning I'm much purer than you. And that's true. That woman, she had many years of suffering, pain, suffer, tahan, until she couldn't. Halas. She goes, gila. Takbir. But these ladies, first time they saw him. So who is worse? So she scored a point. He wanted to show them what she went through. Yeah, sometimes you think you are biased, and the smallest problem, you give up. So you don't know what that guy went through. He's better than you. Clear?
There before you is the man about whom he did blame me. I did seek to seduce him from his true self. He did firmly save himself guiltless. And now, without not my bidding, he shall certainly be cast into prison. What is more, be of the company of the wife.
She said something good, no matter how bad she was, but she said the truth. She said, of course, Fala, she plotted and she... By the way, I told you why some people want you to sin like them. Like cigarette smokers, I told you. They will share with you. They will give you free. Because they don't want to feel they are the only smokers. People who drink, they will offer you free drink. So when you do bad, actually, you want others to do bad so that you don't feel lonely. That's psychology. If you do something bad, you share it. Because if you don't, people, you feel so uncomfortable that others don't do it. You got it? Okay. So that's what she did with them. She wanted to corrupt them the way she got corrupted. And then she said, that is what you blame me for. But he is a good boy. She said, he is a good boy. He refused. And now, if he doesn't do what we tell him, he will be among the... we will punish him by putting him in jail or this. So they all now come. Oh, worse than first. All. Brothers, these women were married women. Again, I stress upon this. That's why it's the duty of a man to protect his wife. Okay, we end with this ayah.
He said, my Lord, prison is more to my liking than that to which they invite me. And if you do not avert from me their plan, I might incline toward them and thus be of ignorance.
Very good. Where do you... This is taqwa. When a man wishes rather to go to jail than commit zina. Show me men of today. Ya Rab, I rather go to jail than to fall into their plots. Because they are after me. I'm cornered by these women now. If a woman, one woman, it was hard to be safe from her. How about these women? Oh. And all of them agreed on sin. All of them. Not one of them was rational to say, hey ladies, guy, stop it, you know. That shows women are very, very weak in front of sexual attraction. I repeat this. Women are very weak in front of a nice, handsome, beautiful body of a man. Men also, careful ladies, protect your husbands. Even if they are 8 years old, he thinks he's only 18. Takbir. No, see, I mean it, although sometimes I make it in a funny tone, but serious, these are serious things. So, he rather wants to go to jail than to And that's exactly what they're going to do. Since he refuses, they will call the guards and accuse him of something, and the guards will just take him and throw him in jail. But in jail, Allah is going to guide him to do da'wah. So whether he was in the free world or in the non-free world, he's going to still do da'wah. And mashallah. Now, from here, he drops even further. Look, this is well. This is house of Tansri. With your language. Now he's going to jail. In jail, then Allah Azza wa Jal will pull him a prime minister office. He becomes. But here he stays long. And he suffers. But had it not been for the well and the jail, he would have never been. So remember this. Sometimes hardship comes your way. But Allah is making you out. Because Allah said, promise, those who are patient, I will raise them high. Those who are not, fail. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Ya Allah, benefit us with the story and what is coming, inshallah. May you, Rabbil Alameen, forgive each and every one present here. And Ya Rab, since your Prophet said that during rain the dua is answered, we ask you to grant us rahma, sakina, tranquility, and to grant us hikmah, and also to succeed in dunya and akhirah. Give us husna al-khatima, ya Rabbil Alameen, and protect us and our children from seduction, from being seduced or seducing anyone. Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad, wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum.